This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The United Nations Food Agency says it's only getting half the necessary humanitarian assistance into Gaza, despite Israel issuing new measures to enable more supplies to enter Gaza. Senior Regional Program Advisor for the World Food Program, Ross Smith, says they are asking for the bare minimum of food and nutrition support.
We're not going to be able to address the needs of the population or the severity of the situation unless we can move in the volume that we need of humanitarian supplies. I think it's a very simple equation. And so if we're only able to move in half of that or some, we're not meeting what's required. The metric of success here is not the number of trucks. The metric of success is, are we able to alleviate the situation on the ground?
Minister for Communications, Michelle Rowland, has defended the Albanese government's decision to include YouTube in the under-16s social media ban. Speaking to Channel 9, Ms. Rowland says she had received fresh evidence from the eSafety Commissioner in June that around 70% of children had been exposed to harmful content on YouTube.
YouTube does have educational features. I know, you know, my daughter's learned number blocks there. Teachers will still be able to send links home that you can use if you need to. They'll be able to use their own account in the classroom. YouTube Kids still exists for when we do need our kids. There is a place for social media, obviously, but social media platforms have a social responsibility, and with a stat like 4 out of 10 kids experiencing online harm, as the Minister for Communications, I had to act.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake has been recorded in Western Australia's wheat belt near the town of Wylecatcham. Geoscience Australia's National Earthquake Alert Centre recorded the earthquake at 2:01 a.m. local time. As at 7:35 a.m., 520 reports were made by the community via the Earthquakes Geosciences Australia website. Geoscience Australia senior seismologist Dr. Trevor Allen says he expects the number of reports to increase.
The earthquake appears to have been felt extensively throughout southwestern WA, including in Perth, and has been felt as far away as Kalgoorlie. The region has been quite active for the last 12 months. In the last 12 months, Geoscience Australia has recorded over 130 earthquakes in the Wylecatcham area, and that's since the start of July last year.
A world-first study aims to identify a person's genetic risk of developing multiple sclerosis or MS by using their DNA. The research will investigate why some people develop MS and others don't, even if they are exposed to the same common virus. University of South Australia is conducting the research. As the most common acquired chronic neurological disease affecting young adults, MS affects more than 33,000 Australians. Symptoms can include loss of motor function, loss of sensation, pain, vision changes, and changes to thinking and memory. In tennis, Australian teenager Maya Joint has defeated Canadian Leila Fernandez at the Canadian Open. Joint beat the Quebec native 6-1, 6-4 in Montreal on Tuesday. The Australian, ranked 45th in the world and already a two-time WTA title winner this year, now meets American 28th seed McCartney Kessler. And that's SBS News in Easy English.